This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed the need for full utilization of India's diverse climate conditions to increase productivity and export strength. Mr. Modi also emphasized on scaling up high-value crop produce to make the country's agriculture products globally competitive. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing yesterday. He highlighted the shifting global demand and the necessity of making Indian agriculture sector export-oriented.
Aaj duniya ke bazaar khul rahe hain, global demand badal rahi hai. Is webinar mein apni kheti ko एक्सपोर्ट ओरिएंटेड बनाने पर भी ज्यादा से ज्यादा चर्चा आवश्यक है. हमारे पास डाइवर्स क्लाइमेट है, हमें इसका पूरा फायदा उठाना है. एग्रो क्लाइमेटिक जोन, उस विषय में हम बहुत समृद्ध है. इस साल का बजट इन सब बातों के लिए अनगिनत नए अवसर देने वाला बजट है. प्रोडक्टिविटी बढ़ाने की दिशा तय करता है और एक्सपोर्ट ट्रेंड को बढ़ावा देता है.
Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 3,770 crore rupees in Odisha yesterday. These include development initiatives of the National Dairy Development Board, the Odisha State Cooperative Milk Producers Federation, as well as various projects of the state government. Mr. Shah also inaugurated Sulfuric Acid Plant 3 at Paradip Unit of Indian Farmers Fertilizer Cooperative Limited. Mr. Shah will be on a day-long visit to Haridwar in Uttarakhand today. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has granted the aerodrome license to Yamuna International Airport Private Limited for the Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Budh Nagar of Uttar Pradesh. The airport has been licensed under the public use category for all weather operations. The Ministry of Civil Aviation informed that the airport is being developed in four phases along with a multimodal cargo hub. Upon completion of all phases, the Noida International Airport will be capable of handling up to 70 million passengers per year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of a member of Gujarat Legislative Assembly, Govindbhai Parmar. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Govindbhai Parmar was always dedicated and committed to social welfare activities." The Prime Minister conveyed his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family. In Nepal, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, led by popular face for Prime Ministerial candidate Balendra Shah, is inching towards sweeping victory in first general elections since the violent Gen Z protests in the Himalayan nation. According to the latest Election Commission data, out of 165 constituencies, final results have been declared for 28 seats. Rashtriya Swatantra Party has bagged 20 seats and is leading in 97 constituencies under the first past-the-post system. The conflict in West Asia entered its eighth day today. U.S. President Donald Trump ruled out any deal with Iran, calling for its unconditional surrender. On social media, Trump said that the U.S. and its allies will work to help rebuild Iran economically once it agrees to capitulate. On the Iranian side, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. In badminton, Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's singles semi-finals of the prestigious All England Open Championships in Birmingham. Lakshya defeated China's Li Shifeng in the quarter-final last night. The world number 12 Lakshya will face Canada's Victor Lai in the last four clash today. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tomorrow. The match will start at 7 p.m. Indian time. Led by Surya Kumar Yadav, the defending champions reached the final after a thrilling 7-run victory over England in the semi-final, powered by Sanju Samson's 89 of 42 balls and a record team total of 253 for the loss of 7 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.